In this demo, Peter Myers is going to show us how a user can create their own powerful in-memory cube to perform self-service analysis using SQL Server 2008 R2 PowerPivot for Excel 2010.
In this demonstration, I'm going to create an in-memory cube using the SQL Server 2008 R2 PowerPivot add-in for Excel 2010. So the scenario is that I have data that comes from both the AdventureWorks sample database and from a data feed that I need to integrate together and then build a report from. So I commence by selecting the PowerPivot ribbon tab and launching the PowerPivot window. And then from the Home ribbon tab and from Database, I then launch the Table Import Wizard to retrieve data from SQL Server. I provide a friendly connection name, and then I define the server and select the database. And the wizard then says, well, do you want to retrieve data from tables and views, or do you want to write a query? In this demonstration, I will select from the existing views that I have in this database. And specifically, I have a view here that represents the online sales orders. So I'm going to provide a friendly name for this for the purpose of my model. I can preview and filter. And I can be selective about the columns I introduce and also filter the rows. So for this table, I'm going to remove the sales order number and the customer ID because they're not required for my analysis. And then I introduce a second view, which is the product catalog, that I will then rename to become my products. And when I preview and filter, I'm very much happy with all of the columns, so I won't modify the selection. And that completes the wizard. It then imports the data from both of those tables. And we'll now note that in the PowerPivot window, I have a sales table and a product table. And what's great about this environment is that while it's read-only data, I have very rapid access to sort and filter the data. For example, show me just the rows that come from Australia. And now let's sort them by descending sales amount. Lightning fast, even with extremely large volumes of data. Let me go ahead and clear the filters and reset that sort. Now the third table I need to introduce is going to define my date for me, and it just so happens that I have a data feed called corporate date that's going to deliver this data for me. So let me go ahead and copy the URL to this data service, switch back to the PowerPivot window, and this time retrieve external data from the data feed. It then retrieves the service document, and it lists to me all of the feeds available, of which there is one called corporate date, and I'll rename simply to be called date in this model. The preview and filter lets me preview some of the data, and I then decide I don't want all of these columns. I just want the date. I want the month of year label, the calendar quarter of year label, and the calendar year label. And then I complete the import wizard. And now I have three tables within my PowerPivot window. So switching back to the sales table, what I'm going to do here is create relationships between these tables. So I right-click the order date, select Create Relationship, and then I define a relationship to the date table and its date column. Likewise, for the product ID, let's create a relationship to relate it to the product table and its product ID. And then next on the Design Ribbon tab, I can hide columns from both the PowerPivot window, but really what I want to do here is to hide it from the pivot table. So when we're authoring reports, I don't want the order date or product ID available for use. And next I wish to add a column. So here I can click Add, and using my data analysis expressions, I can introduce an expression that says, let's take sales and subtract the cost. And then I can right-click, rename this column, and that becomes a profit column now within this table. I switch across to the product table, and hide and unhide. I don't want the product ID available for the pivot table. And then finally to date. Again, hide, unhide, I wish to remove date. And these column names are somewhat long-winded. It's what the feed had called the columns. So I am going to right-click them. And for the purpose of simplicity, I'm going to go ahead and rename them simply month, quarter, and year. And I'm now at a point where I've completed the design and the import of data into my Power Pivot model. So switching across to the Home Ribbon tab, here in the Reports group, I'm going to introduce a pivot table, which I'll introduce into the existing worksheet. And I'll right-click and rename that worksheet to become Product Sales Report. And so the pivot table is added to the worksheet, and here on the right side we have the Power Pivot field list that presents to me the tables and the visible columns within each of those tables. And so now it's just a matter of taking those columns, or what we now refer to as fields, and building up the design of our report. So the selection of numeric fields will automatically add them down here into the values drop zone. So we'll now see that we have sum of sales, sum of profit. Note that you can choose to summarize those by different aggregate functions: sum, count, min, max, and average. Here in the pivot table, there's a little bit of work to do to format these, so I right-click the sales cell and I come down to value field settings. And the custom name here will simply be sales, and then I select number format, and I'll format as a number with 0 decimal places. And I'll repeat that process for the profit. Now, to provide some context to those aggregate values, let's introduce the fields from the product table into the row labels. So I'll commence with category, and I'll take this field and I will drag it into the row labels, and then I'll follow that with subcategory and then with the product. And you can then see that the pivot table builds up this hierarchical perspective from category to subcategory to product, and it then shows me the corresponding sales and profit for each of those members. So I'm going to right-click accessories here and then select expand, collapse, and then collapse the entire field. And let's just explore the bikes down to the subcategory of mountain bikes, and then we see the individual products. So from a formatting perspective, what I want to do here is for the sales is apply some of Excel's conditional formatting. So here on the Home Ribbon tab under conditional formatting, I turn on the data bars to show me relative distribution of all of the products. And note this little smart tag that when I select it, I can apply that conditional formatting to all sales or all cells showing sales values within the product level, which is what I'll select. And then what I want to do next is right click and then select sort. Sort largest to smallest to show me in descending order of sales volume what the products within each subcategory are. So there's the mountain bike products and there's the road bike products. To complete the layout of this report, I'm going to introduce the vertical and horizontal slices. So starting with the slices vertical, here in my sales table I have this country field. Let me add it to the slices vertical. And now I have this visual approach to filtering the data in the pivot table. So presently I'm seeing all countries. Let's select Australia to see the Australian products, the Canadians. Pressing the control key, show me the Canadians and the United States sales. And then if I wish to, I can clear the entire filter to show all countries. So for the slices horizontal, I'm going to introduce the year and the quarter. And so now we have the ability to analyze sales by not just country but also by time period. For example, in 2005 We can then take a look at the sales and note what happens here in the quarter slicer, that Q3 and Q4 are shaded more darkly to represent that there is data related to those, whereas quarter 1 and quarter 2, there is no data available. So the selection of quarter 3 now shows me for quarter 3, 2005, for all countries, here is a breakdown of our sales and profit by category, subcategory, and product. The last thing that I wish to do is to explore a ratio of profit over sales. And the way that I can achieve this is by introducing on a table a measure. The measure here will be called profit percent. And using data analysis expressions again, I'm going to introduce the sum of my profit and divide that by the sum of sales. You'll note that it's been added to the table here in the pivot table field list and also added into the pivot table report as a value. So the last thing that I will do here is right click a value in that column and I'll format to become a percentage. And now I've completed the layout of my report.